genius bar, wishing I was dead. I must be invisible, say the voices in my head. I miss my transistor radio. All I had to do was turn it on and off, you know. Oh, I adore my iPhone and I love my MacBook too. But when something goes wrong with them, I don't know what to do. You might say that I become a wreck. Why am I so paralyzed by technology? Once I had a VCR. Only ate an apple, never had to grapple with my turntable or typewriter. Wang, yes, Wang, calculator. People say we've come so far.
Brand new from Julia Gold, the Genius Bar. Also new, Alison Krauss in Union Station, Looks Like the End of the Road. Medusa is coming up. I've watched them. They've been dancing. They're very energetic for a group that just had a gig last night. I'm sure they went to bed early enough. And then they found out we meant 11 a.m. this morning instead of 11 p.m. But they're here, and they're going to be with us in just a moment as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at wmck.fm, McKeesport, and SLB www.radio.org/radio.
One of the things I really liked about the Great Lakes was all the lore connected with it. I'm going to do a whole bunch of songs about the Great Lakes, none of them having to do with ships going down or crews lost or anything, you know. There's really so much more to the Great Lakes than that. And one of the stories that got to me was about the mermaids. You've all heard about the mermaids, I'm sure. Oh, the mermaid of Ontario had long green stringy hairy-o and seaweed gowned wary-o, but she had no one to marry-o. Now the mermaid of Ontario loved a big mouth bass named Larry-o, who lived near Lake St. Clair-o, under the St. Clair ferry-o. Now the mermaid of Ontario sent a seagull emissary-o to ask that big bass Larry-o if he'd consent to marry-o. Oh, no, 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 said Larry-o, my life I will not share-y-o. I'd rather play solitary-o and sit around in my underwear-y-o. Read books in the fish library-o. And you're so ordinary-o, and I'm extraordinary-o. And I dress so debonair-y-o, and I have a fine vocabulary-o. And I memorize the fish's dictionary-o. And before I'd marry you, I'd marry, oh, a Guernsey cow from the dairy, oh, or eat a poison berry, oh, and wind up with fish's dysentery, oh. Poor mermaid of Ontario, 'twas more than she could bear, oh, so she cried for day and then swam away with a yuppie little guppy named Gary, oh. Now they're a happy perio, 'cause he's a millionaire-o. On his yacht near Lake St. Clair-o, they cuddle in a cozy chair-o. Listen to his underwater stereo. And that big mouth bass named Larry-o married a cow from the dairy-o. She fed him a poison berry-o, and he wound up in the fish's cemetery-o. And that's the whole scenario.
Bob Gibson at the Saturday White Brigade. The mermaid from Ontario. And in just a few minutes, we have the group Medusa here with us. They, among other things, have forgotten fiddles. They didn't. I don't mean they have forgotten fiddles, but they have these instruments from Sweden and Poland that we'll learn about, and we're getting them ready to go so they sound great for you. And they'll be with us on the radio in just a few moments here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Horizon Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, celebrating over 30 years of professional live theater reflecting African American points of view. New Horizon Theater presents Feed the Beast, the Tuskegee experiment on the unethical treatment of five unknowing participants in this secret study. Feed the Beast runs from February 13th through February 23rd. At the Pittsburgh Public's Helen Wayne Rao Hall, 621 Penn Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. More details available at newhorizontheater.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
lost sometimes in the middle of doing something that you hate. You discover something that you kind of like. And when I was a kid, I went to work day after day for my brother's paper, setting up the type. Then there was a moment, it was just like lightning hit. Felt the power of the words that formed beneath my fingertips. Oh, once it was the river, that was my true love. But now as time goes by, I've come to think, it ain't the muddy water flowing through my blood. No, it's ink. Oh, I began to read all I could get my hands on to, every magazine and book that I could find. Started turning local gossip straight into the front page news, printing stories that you call the spicy kind. Yeah, you could say that's about the time when I was truly smitten, when I saw the town's reaction to the tales that I had written. Oh, once it was the river, that was my true love. But now as time goes by, I've come to think, it ain't the muddy water flowing through my blood. No, it's ink. Popularity and wealth. There were days when I would harbor such gratitude within, from just seeing my own books there on the shelf. So I wrote my final chapter, and a century's gone past, and now from the great hereafter, I'm still having the last laugh. Once it was the Mississippi, that was my true love. But 100 years up here have made me think, it was never muddy water flowing through my blood. No, it was ink.
I was born in Pittsburgh in 1956. I grew up in the little northern tier town of Bradford, Pennsylvania. I like to consider myself a goodwill ambassador for this great Keystone State. Here's a song I had the great pleasure to perform live on Gobbler's Knob on Groundhog Day earlier this year up in Punxsutawney. We'd like to send it up to all the nice folks in Punxsutawney right now. And I performed it with these Beagle Brothers. Remember that fella?
Oh, yeah.
It was, things were getting a little groggy at that point. It was at 6 a.m. in the morning. So here's an original Slim Forsythe composition entitled The Ballad of Punxsutawney Phil. Let's bring this in. One, two, three.
Who ventures?
ballad of Punxsutawney Phil. That's Slim Forsythe. I'm glad we had a chance to get that. And Medusa coming up in just a few seconds here. If you are a careful listener, you know I'm a radio nerd, but I am a Radio Canada nerd too, so I'm having a lot of fun talking about things Radio Canada with Medusa as they get ready to play for you. And I just realized we could be doing that on our own time, not while you're tuned in. They are going to be heading to Folk Alliance, the international official showcase artists they are this year, and Montreal, Quebec, that's happening a little bit later this month. They were presented by Calliope, the Pittsburgh Folk Music Society, last night. And I spent some time trying to understand Medusa's instruments. Their website, medusaquartet.com, is where you can find pictures of these instruments and learn more about them. Very interesting. They use the term knee fiddle, which to me helped put it all together. As you listen, you are, I think, going to be able to detect a bit of a different sound. And we'll maybe hear from some of those instruments to help you understand it. Join me now as we welcome Medusa. Thank you. Are you thinking, wow, right now? Like, I'm thinking that was Medusa. And I just put a couple snapshots. There will eventually be better photos on our website, but I put a couple up on Facebook because I wanted you to see the instruments that you can't imagine unless you saw them last night or went to their website, because they are really interesting. I'd like you to meet each of them, and maybe we can learn a bit more about the group, and especially the unusual instruments that are here. And I didn't really think about an order, but Marta, why don't we start with you, and you're holding what?
So I'm holding a suka from Biłgoraj. It's a Polish niferol, really ancient niferol that was used in Poland from medieval times till 19th century. The last player that we know of was living in the 19th century, and then the instrument was forgotten for many, many years, centuries, and it was reconstructed based on a painting from 19th century in the 80s, so 40 years ago. And for now, there is maybe around not more than 50 players in the whole world, and then I'm the only one who's playing this in North America and trying to bring the instrument back. So as I mentioned, that this is a knee fiddle, that is, so it looks a little bit like a violin, but it has a really wide neck, and then it has a beautiful like a sign on it that comes from ancient Egypt. It was used in Poland for many, many centuries in architecture. On this instrument, it's supposed to protect the player from the bad luck and bad ghosts. That was belief. I have really wide neck, so it looks like a little bit like violin that you hold on your, or like more viola, it's a little bit bigger, on your knees, but you play with your nails. What that means, I have to jump between the strings and press the string from the side. So each time I want to change the string, I have to jump and then press, like put my finger in the right position and press from the side. And this technique actually is used in many other knee fiddles, because not only in Poland we have knee fiddles, but there are knee fiddles in Greece as well. There is a Cretan lira, there is a Turkish kemanche, there is Mongolian morinhur, there is Indian sarangi, and so on and so on. All this instrument I had a chance to learn during my master's degree. I did the master's degree as the first person in the world from the Niferos in the University of Krakow in Poland. And then I had a chance to study all these instruments.
Fascinating. And it looks that there are no frets, right? As you play the notes, when you use your nails, you're using your fingers to get the notes you want in your nails to play them?
I'm using my nail to touch the string.
Okay.
From the side. So I, like, as you see, like it's on the cello, you put the fingers on the string, and I put my finger to the string and pressed from the side with my nail. And this technique, it's really popular, and it came to Poland from East, because this technique allows me to play the microtones, so actually to play the scales that are not Western scales. And the instrument, the Biłgoraj, it's the region that's actually from East Poland. So it's like the technique, it's also the Eastern technique.
Thank you for shedding some more light on that. So that is Marta Solek?
Yes.
And let's go to who is sitting next to Marta, which is Leah Kirstein.
Yeah.
I hope I got that right.
Good morning. Yeah, Leah Kirstein.
And she's got a cello here.
Yeah.
tell me about a little bit about the group and how you all came together, since we probably can all picture a cello, not to leave the cello out.
Yeah. I feel so lucky to have discovered these amazing humans. It was actually my bandmate Georgia who brought us all together. Georgia was the common denominator who knew us all from various musical adventures, from Celtic music adventures, from French musical adventures, and from Polish musical adventures. And in the summer of 2020, when we were all sitting at home twiddling our thumbs and wondering if we would ever have a music career again or these kind of nourishing musical connections with friends again, Georgia called us all up and said, "I want you to meet me in a park in Toronto." And we got together outside in Earls Court Park in Toronto, 10 feet apart, and we just started playing, and it was kind of extraordinary. I don't know if I've ever felt this kind of immediacy of connection with other players before. It felt like we were all speaking the same string language from the beginning, and about 20 minutes later, a film crew happened to be wandering through the park, and they asked us if we were a band. And we said, yes, we'll get back to you on the name. we're a pandemic baby band, really.
That's terrific. And you do, the four of you seem, while clearly four individuals, you seem like one unit as you were playing, that you are of one type like mine. I just can't imagine how much practice and hard work goes into making it sound that natural. But it's just amazing. Let's meet the next person who's next to you. Hello. This is Georgia.
Hello.
Hello. Tell us about yourself.
Good morning. So I'm playing the fiddle or violin. It, I guess, really depends on what type of music you're playing on it. So right now I would call it a fiddle, I guess. But I've had a lot of training in classical music as well, and actually all of us have. We've sort of been classically trained and folk trained, if there were such a thing. And for me, the crossover between classical and folk is maybe not as big of a gap as lots of people might assume. Many classical composers stole, for lack of a better word, collected folk tunes from the countryside. Mozart, Bartok, many composers, Tchaikovsky. And so for me, growing up as a classical musician mainly, and then dipping my toes here and there into the folk world and the fiddle world, I never thought that folk music was a viable career for a musician until my 20s, when I really, really got into it. And I didn't really have a violin teacher. I didn't have an orchestra to be a part of. And so I just started playing with folk groups. And it felt very mischievous in a way. But I really found my true calling, I would say, as a musician. I still love classical music, and we all do. But we really love to have that interplay of the chamber quartet, but playing folk tunes that we all really love. So, yeah, so it's a bit of both, I guess.
Yeah, I appreciate your sharing that story with us, too, because it does involve decisions, and those decisions take some courage and thought.
Absolutely.
One of my watchwords is most decisions are reversible or changeable as you make them too, which makes it a little easier. But you know, turning your back on the lucrative classical music industry.
Yes.
My tongue is coming way out of my cheek. But it's interesting. But you could still do both, I suppose, too.
Yeah, for sure. And we all actually, we do play classical music. You know, we play weddings and orchestras and things like that. But we really love having this space to explore different things together and try to innovate both genres, I guess you could say.
Now, Saskia Tompkins, we have an interesting thing that I'll try to explain is there is a slightly higher piece of furniture between me and Saskia. So I did not know what Saskia, I can't see your instrument if I'm sitting down. And so as you started to play, I was thinking, where is that sound coming from? I knew it had to be you, so I stood up. And then as soon as I saw your instrument, I grabbed my phone to take a quick picture because I wanted other people to look at it. So I don't think I startled you, but that's
no,
why.
No. I was waiting for it.
So tell us about this instrument.
Yeah, this is a medieval instrument from Sweden. It's the national instrument of Sweden. It's called a nickel harpa, and it's a key fiddle. So it's a fiddle because you play it with a bow. But instead of putting my fingers on the strings like the cello and the violin, and I don't use my nails like Marta, I press keys in, like wooden keys, like a piano, sort of.
Yeah.
And you press them in, and they make little wooden fingers called tangents, touch the string and change the pitch. And it has 16 strings.
Wow.
But I only play four of them, because the others are sympathetic, so they resonate.
There's a lot going on there.
A lot going on.
I'm looking at the tuning pegs, I'm looking...
Yeah. So it's got the four main tuning pegs are these big honking things here, yeah, made out of wood, and then it's got, they look a bit like mandolin or guitar tuners, but six either side, which are the sympathetic strings. So they sound like this. So that's the harp bit, mm-hmm, I suppose. And you don't generally play them, but they're tuned to the notes that I play, so they resonate and give it that. It's medieval reverb unit. No batteries, no electricity, and no pedals.
That's called sympathetic. Sympathetic. Strings. I like...
Unless they're out of tune, then they're just pathetic.
Yeah. And could you play just a sure little bit of...
Something. Anything. Yeah. Okay. So you hear the resonance?
Wow. That's something. You can hear it almost sounds like a wind instrument, layers of a wind instrument.
Yeah, people have described it as a flute-type sound or an accordion-type sound or a harmonium-type sound, but it's a bowed string instrument. Yeah.
Very nice. And, you know, I should have asked you to just give us a little knee fiddle just so we can hear what that sounds like. Could you do that?
Sure.
Just
I have a different one right now.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. You went from blonde to brunette.
Yeah. This is what I do.
But does it have a similar... Oh, it has more strings.
It has more string, and this instrument that I'm holding right now, it's a Polotsk fiddle, or in Polish, you always call it Hordofon Polotski. You can try to repeat that. And this instrument was actually found in the ground in a layer from 16th century, so basically the dumpster.
I read about that. Is this also played with the nails on the side of the string?
It's also a fingernail technique, yes. And it's like it's a little bit lower.
Hear that range of notes that are possible.
And then you can also go to...
Beautiful. Thank you for doing that. I want to be sure we get some more real music. Not that that wasn't real, but rather than samples. Who can tell me something about the medley you opened with? Because people might be curious about that.
So the we played three tunes. The first one was called Motet, written by a Swedish man. And we collected it in that place that all musicians go to, Instagram. We found it and just went, oh, that's the most amazing piece of music. And then the second one is a piece called Millstone that I wrote for a wood-fired bakery in Coburg, where I live. It's right across the lake, directly opposite from Rochester. So if anyone wants to get on their boat, they've got beautiful bread. And then the third one is called the De Lounge Bar, which is written by a Swedish fiddler called, I always get her name wrong,
Anlaug Borsheim from Norway.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, Norway, not Swedish. And it's about a musician's pub in the Shetland Isles in the north of Scotland, which is open 24/7, 365 for jam sessions.
Very nice. What would you like to play next?
We're going to play like a Polish tune that's called Owczarek.
Once again, here with a great pleasure for having you here today, Medusa. Medusa, and if you go to medusaquartet.com, M-E-D-U-S-A, quartet.com, you'll see that they've got a dozen or so full albums available that you can listen to. How many?
Just the one.
Yeah, I saw a whole bunch up there, I thought. Or are those others?
Well, we've all been a part of many other albums.
Okay.
We're each recording artists that have recorded with numerous other projects, but we've just recorded our first EP during the pandemic, which got nominated for a Canadian Folk Music Award last year.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's, I couldn't understand why there were so many. It's almost as confusing as Marta having yet another instrument now. It's just showed up. But what I wanted to mention, what I know I saw correctly on your website, I think people should check out all of your albums. It's the year of the snake,
yes.
The lunar new year.
Yes.
And Medusa, I guess the mythical Medusa was associated with the snake, and you all have these snake earrings, and we're public radio. We don't air commercials. However, there are people that more information about snake earrings is available on Medusa's website. How did you come to do that?
I had the pleasure of having a friend who forgot that she had a laser cutter in her basement, which is a wonderful thing to forget you have in your basement. And we sat around, and she translated some of my scribbles on a piece of paper into these beautiful handmade wooden snake earrings that I assemble at home and ship around the world. Anyone wants a little extra protective power, you know, nestled in their hair against any potential Poseidons that might be in your life. So
they look beautiful. I was really surprised to see them. Now we have a knee fiddle. I can't count them. 18 strings? How many strings?
Many more strings than Saskia has on her harp.
Hey,
fancier, better. Sounds great. It's smaller and it sounds same big as nickel harp.
Well, we'll take a listen to it.
It's a Greek, it's a Cretan lyra. So it's lyra from Crete. And traditionally, Cretan lyra doesn't have sympathetic strings, but this one is designed by Ross Daly, who is the founder of the Labyrinth and one of the best lyra players out there. And and he put the sympathetic strings on the lyra as well.
Well, this will be fun to hear. And what are you about to play musically?
We can't decide. If we want to use lira, we have to play Hijaz Mandira.
Do Hijaz, not the other one.
We're going to play this wonderful Turkish dance tune in 7-8. It's called Hijaz Mandira. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, 7-8 will be fun to listen to.
If you want to learn how to count it, we say snow in Canada, snow in Canada, snow in Canada, snow in Canada.
I like it.
Yeah, and you'll hear some of those microtones that Marta was talking about before. These notes between notes.
Here they are again, Medusa.
Thank you.
fun, and I was doing snow in Canada, giving snow, and you each get two beats, right? And then you get to seven. Would you like to do one more? What I could do is give you time to think about that, and I'll have you play us out. Because
sure, we can do that.
So let me just thank Chad, our technical director, and Ellis, technical associate, Chad Green and Ellis Storm, for a great mix this morning. Ty Chorosky books our program. Thanks to our education staff, Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Ben Rutkowski. Joseph Kukula is the director of our Youth Media Center. Dana Beringer, director of programs. Robert Gray, director of operations. Ricky Berger, director of me. And thanks to you for meeting us here. We will look for you again next week. MedusaQuartet.org is the website. .com. I'm sorry. MedusaQuartet.com.
Only got it. Must be an ORG.
Yeah. I wonder what that would be. Who knows? Thank you so much for being here. I do hope you'll go to the website to check folks out. So now we have conventional music.
Yes.
Anything you'd like to say that none of you had a chance to say or that I didn't ask?
Maybe a bit about the Medusa. Why we named ourselves after someone so scary and ugly, after a monster.
You're neither. None of you are that.
We're not scary. Oh, we failed.
Maybe not right now, but come back at, 6 in the morning and
we're pretty scary then.
Yeah. Yeah, the story is on the website, and it's good. The website's really well done.
Oh, thank you.
In terms of explaining the instruments and the background, earrings, everything. It's all there.
We're on the socials as well,
good.
Your Facebooks and Instagrams and TikToks and all that jazz.
Excellent. So look for them, Medusa Quartet.
Come and say hi.
What are you about to play?
Well, so we're going to finish you off with another medley, which we love to do. A Polish tune and a Appalachian fiddle tune. They're both kitchen themed. The first one's called Grusza, which is Polish for pear tree. And then the Appalachian one is called Kitchen Girls.
Excellent. If your station fades away as you listen, we'll continue at slbradio.org. We'll also have it on demand for you. Once again, with great thanks, Medusa Quartet.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
12 o'clock, your dial is tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is noon. Happy afternoon to you. Happy afternoon to you. That's late. Here are the Coasters.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch.
Everybody coasting along with the Coasters here on Radio 9. I have bad news, though. Punxsutawney Phil came out of his hole a day early, and he sees six more weeks of executive orders. Good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon, the two-wop, your Zelda Swig, your cum loudly graduate, the Chedwick Institute of Group 4 College, Jay Thurber at 12:03. More music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. We are also on Blue Sky, Mastodon, and Facebook taking your request. Looking for sunny skies today with a high of 33 degrees. Right now, it is 28 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 20 minutes.
Jay Thurber.
Please, good guy, hit.
Are you serious?